This is Tony Silvera, and you're listening to Little Devotional. Please check us online at the iTunes Store or at littledevotional.com. How can we develop a winning mentality? In 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verses 19 to 23, it says, "Though I am free and belong to no man, I make myself a slave to everyone, to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became one under the law, though I myself am not under the law, so as to win those under the law. To those not having the law, I became like one not having the law, though I am not free from God's law, but I am under Christ's law, so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all men, so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings." Jesus had a group of 12 apostles. Andrew brought Simon, just one. But that was many, for under God, Simon brought 3,000 souls in just one day. It has been estimated that probably 95% of all church members have never led anyone to Christ. This is a huge number. I like what Paul says in 1 Corinthians 9:19. "I made myself a servant unto all, that I may gain the more." Why have we lost the spirit of a servant this day? Didn't Jesus say, "From henceforth thou shalt catch men"? Whoever told you to stop or to never try? The reward for the soul winner is surely great. People that work in insurance say that the average insurance agent makes 45 weekly calls on prospects. From 45, only 15 listen to him. Of those 15, only 2 put their names on the dotted line. If an insurance agent calls 45 people and sells only 2 policies, should soul winners be discouraged if they make 1,000 calls and bring 1 soul to Jesus? Never. We need to win as many as possible. The winning mentality can be developed in our lives. Paul was a soul winner. He saw life as a race course and souls as the prize. He was willing to undergo discipline and hardship that he might, at all possible means, save some. Athletics, it's a perfect picture for soul winners. Athletes must persevere, deny themselves, set goals, make sacrifices, give up of rights in order to win. Similarly, when the harvest is ripe, a harvester will work around the clock. Our flesh, however, prefers to relax, make compromises, be entertained, or pursue things other than winning souls. We must remember that we are soldiers locked in the battle for the souls of men. Our enemy is not sitting back in a relaxed manner, and we must enter into the winning mentality of warfare. A story comes out of long ago of a king who organized a great race within his kingdom. All the young men of the kingdom participated. A bag of gold was to be given to the winner, and the finish line was within the courtyard of the king's palace. The race was run, and the runners were surprised to find in the middle of the road leading to the king's palace a great pile of rocks and stones. But they managed to scramble over it or around it, and eventually they come to the courtyard. Finally, all the runners had crossed the finish line except one. But still the king did not call the race off. After a while, one lone runner came through the gate. He lifted the bleeding hand and said, "Oh, king, I'm sorry that I'm so late. But you see, I found in the road a pile of rocks and stones, and it took me a while, and I wounded myself in removing them." Then he lifted the other hand, and in that hand he had a bag of gold. And he said, "Great king, I have found beneath the pile of rocks this bag of gold." And the king said, "My son, you have won the race, for that one runs best who makes the way safer for those who follow." Our God is just like the king in this story. May God bless you today as you develop a winning mentality. Check us online at littledevotional.com. Learn how you can download this podcast directly into your iPhone, iPod, BlackBerry, or other. If you prefer social media, just go to audioboo.fm/littledevotional. You can download the Audioboo app for free at the iTunes Store and listen to our program on the road.